Our scripture reading this morning are the final two chapters of Ruth, chapters 3 and 4. You'll find it in the Pew Bible on page 260. If you are using the large print, on page 411. I have chosen the title for this message, Redemption in a Baby. Redemption in a Baby. Ruth chapter 1. One day Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, should I not try to find a home for you where you will be well provided for? Is not Boaz, with whose servant girls you have been, a kinsman of ours? Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. Wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes. Then go down to the threshing floor. But don't let him know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, note the place where he is lying. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down. He will tell you what to do." "I will do whatever you say," Ruth answered. So she went down to the threshing floor and did everything her mother-in-law told her to do. When Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirits, he went over to lie down at the far end of the grain pile. Ruth approached quietly, uncovered his feet, and lay down. In the middle of the night, something startled the man, and he turned and discovered a woman lying at his feet. "Who are you?" he asked. "I am your servant Ruth," she said. "Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a kinsman redeemer. "The Lord bless you, my daughter," he replied. "This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after the younger men, whether rich or poor. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character. Although it is true that I am near of kin, there is a kinsman redeemer nearer than I. Stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he wants to redeem good, let him redeem. But if he is not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. Lie here until morning." So she lay at his feet until morning, but got up before anyone could be recognized, and he said, "Don't let it be known that a woman came to the threshing floor." He also said, "Bring me the shawl you are wearing and hold it out." When she did so, he poured into it 6 measures of barley and put it on her. And he went back to town. When Ruth came to her mother-in-law, Naomi asked, "How did it go, my daughter?" Then she told her everything Boaz had done for her and added, "He gave me these 6 measures of barley, saying, don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed." And Naomi said, "Wait, my daughter, until you find out what happens. For the man will not rest until the matter is settled today." Chapter 4. Meanwhile, Boaz went out up to the town gate, and he sat there. When the kinsman redeemer he had mentioned came along, Boaz said, "Come over here, my friend, and sit down." So he went over and sat down. Boaz took 10 of the elders of the town and said, "Sit here," and they did so. Then he said to the kinsman redeemer, "Naomi, who has come back from Moab, is selling the piece of land that belonged to our brother Elimelech. I thought I should bring the matter to your attention and suggest that you buy it in the presence of these seated here and the presence of the elders of my people. If you'll redeem it, do so. But if you will not, tell me, so I will know. For no one has the right to do it except you, and I am next in line." "I will redeem it," he said. Then Boaz said, "On the day you buy the land from Naomi and from Ruth the Moabitess, you acquire the dead man's widow in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property." At this, the kinsman redeemer said, "Then I cannot redeem it because I might endanger my own estate. You redeem it yourself. I cannot do it." Now, in earlier times in Israel, for the redemption and transfer of property to become final, one party took off a sandal and gave it to the other. This was the method of legalizing transactions in Israel. So, the kinsman redeemer said to Boaz, "Buy it yourself." And he removed his sandal. Then Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, "Today, you are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Chilion, and Mahlon. I've also acquired Ruth the Moabitess, Mahlon's widow, as my wife, in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property, so that his name will not disappear from among his family or from the town records. Today, you are witnesses." Then the elders and all those at the gate said, "We are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your house like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the house of Israel. May you have standing in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. Through the offspring the Lord gives you by this young woman, may your family be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah." So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. Then he went to her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. The woman said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth." Then Naomi took the child, laid him in her lap, and cared for him. The women living there said, "Naomi has a son," and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. This then is the family line of Perez. Perez was the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, Boaz the father of Obed, Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David. The word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Loving Lord, we thank you for your holy inspired word. Sufficient for all things having to do with salvation, powerful and effective, and always accomplishing the purposes for which you send it out. Never returning void. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful story, this historical account of ancient Israel. And we thank you that it speaks truth in its day and in our day. We pray, God, the Holy Spirit, upon each hearer, that we would see that this is a living word. Prepare us to see and hear what you desire to reveal. Do not let this preacher get in your way, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Redemption and a baby. I think most all of us have held babies. There's something about holding a baby. You feel them grasp your finger, and somehow they squeeze out some joy. Maybe it is in the sweet cooing. Maybe it is in the smell of their scalp. There's something about holding a baby. And when there is a baby in church, the dynamics change. There is a different vibe in the air. Smiles come more easily. Somehow this new life infuses more life into the gathering. There is a connectedness. The sense of community is enhanced. When you hold a baby, their fragility and their vulnerability is very evident. Just think about the need to support the baby's head. There's something about their needing you this sparks a deeper connection. If the child is a relative, the feelings are amplified. If children are the rainbow, grandchildren are the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. The women said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age." Then Naomi took the child, laid him on her lap, and cared for him. When we first met Naomi, she was empty and bitter. Her husband and both her sons have died, and she is in a foreign land. Now her situation, her life, and her outlook are completely different. And why? Because of this child who is here called her kinsman redeemer. This is somewhat of a surprise, or at least a twist. For much is made of Boaz being the kinsman redeemer, which he certainly was. And over again, Boaz is identified as the kinsman redeemer. And not only was he faithful to his role and responsibilities, he was very effective, right? When the decision was made, he got everyone together and it was all done in a day. Over the centuries, Christian commentators and preachers have commended Boaz and have demonstrated that he is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, our kinsman redeemer. The community understands that this child, Obed, is a gift from God. The scripture specifically credits our creator with the conception of this child. We should not be surprised as this is consistent with all of scripture. In the very next book of our Bibles, 1 Samuel, we meet the tormented Hannah, who is childless. She pleads to the Lord for a son. And when God answers her with the birth of Samuel, she dedicates him to God, actually gives him to God. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21. And the Lord was gracious to Hannah. She conceived and gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord. Samuel becomes the last judge of Israel and anoints David the king. Of course, we all know that the mother and father of God's chosen people were a very unlikely couple. Abram and Sarai were old, and she was barren. Then the Lord miraculously enables them to conceive their long-awaited son, Isaac. From their dead loins, the people Israel would become more numerous than the stars of heaven. John the Baptist was a miraculous conception also. His mother Elizabeth was old and barren, well past the age to produce children. Nevertheless, the Lord did the impossible. And when Mary went to visit her aunt Elizabeth, baby John leapt in his mother's womb. Why? Somehow, the presence of the newly conceived Jesus was perceived. The Redeemer of the world had taken on human flesh and would soon be born in Bethlehem. Have you ever known a situation when the birth of a child impacted those around them? Of course you have. Even in the most ordinary situation, there is joy and celebration. The families rather together. They grow closer. There is hope and promise about the future infused through that new life with those around them. Yes, this child, Obed, would become famous throughout Israel, just like the blessing bestowed upon Naomi's friends. This child would be a blessing that surpassed the blessing of 7 sons. Now, this was considered a hyperbolic accolade. But the truth was far greater than they could possibly know. Through this child, not only would Israel be blessed, but the whole world. We say these things so often that they seem trite. The Lord's ways are higher than our ways. The mind of God, who can know it? But as it is written, but no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. This love story of Ruth and Boaz is a great example and encouragement to us. Even in dark days, when evil seems to have the upper hand and misery and suffering surround, there is hope for the faithful. They built a foundation for a future. They trusted God. They followed the law of God as laid out in the scriptures. They worked hard. They found redemption and the birth of a baby. Now, while I was sick for a couple of weeks, I watched more news than usual. But soon, I started limiting my news watching. It was just too depressing. The number of shootings and the violence in Philadelphia, the killing of the law enforcement officers in New York. Then, of course, COVID. And all the stories of burnout. First responders, medical personnel, and all the staffing shortages in so many different areas. The finance markets have been in a tizzy as people worry about interest rates. And interest rates are expected to go up because of inflation. So they need to control it. Russian troops are massing at the border of Ukraine. There are a lot of political accusations cast about, and some concerning alliances have been made. You may have seen on television there's a special event started this week, right? The Olympics. The Beijing Olympics in China seem to be a good example of the state of the world. There's a lot of beauty and celebration of human accomplishment. At the same time, reporters debate how much to say about human rights abuses by the Chinese government. So, what are Christian men and women to do? We are to keep living our daily lives, but not in some random or haphazard way. We are to be constantly aware that God is working in our circumstances, working in the generations before us and those coming after us, working in a myriad of ways in the world around us. We should live according to the scriptures. Boaz lived out his role as kinsman redeemer according to Leviticus and Deuteronomy. And you can make a strong argument that he lived out the two greatest commandments also from those same books that were given in the law and exalted by the Lord Jesus in a couple of places. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, Jesus said unto him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Of these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." We should live according to our knowledge that our redemption was fulfilled through Jesus. Our price has been paid. There are still billions of beggars who need the bread of life. The baby born in Bethlehem. No matter what field God leads us to work, we can be faithful. The Lord of the harvest will cover us. No matter our role, a prominent person or a gleaner, we are called to participate in the harvest. Amen and amen. Let us pray. Most precious and perfect Lord, you have done so much for us. And too often, we fail to live out the life you've called us to. There's no role too small, nor too big. No place too small or too big. There are broken souls, suffering men and women and children that need the grand hope of a better place, a place with no sickness, no more dying, no more crying, a place of rejoicing and celebration that we are children of God. Lord, let us not hide our light under a basket, but let us hold it up for others to see, that we may help light their path to Bethlehem and that baby born, the Lord Jesus. I pray this in his name, and all God's people say, amen.